Yeah. Cannot fail. And he's ageless, changeless, dieless. Lift your hands high. See him. Older than your problems. Stronger than your battles. Wiser than your confusion. See him.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our God.
Lift those hands up. Pray in the spirit if you can. Shakobagadagada. Wherever you may live, Lord, I will follow you. Hey, 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 hey. Your will be done in my life. I have no will of my own. Your will be done in my life. I have no will of my own. Take the lead, O Lord. I'll follow you. Mashabalaba. Take the lead, O Lord. I will follow you. Take the lead, O Lord. I'll follow you. Take the lead, O Lord. I'll follow you. Take the lead, O Lord. I'll follow you. I will follow you. You know the best, O Lord. I don't know what you know. Your future, Lord, is my past. You know which way I must go. I am a liar. You know the best, O Lord. I don't know what you know. My future, Lord, is your past. You know which way I must go. Take the lead, O Lord. I'll follow. Take the lead, O Lord. I will follow you. My helper there. Thank you.
the lead, O Lord. Take the lead, O Lord. Take the lead, O Lord. Take the lead, O Lord.
Now follow you.
Take the lead, O Lord.
Now follow you.
Lift your hands high. Say after me, Lord, take the lead and I'll follow. Lift your hands high. And whisper that name, Jesus. Thank you, Master. I see direction coming. Direction coming. Help from above. Mercy from above. Grace from above. I see direction coming. I see direction coming. On every side, I see confusion breaking. Power of the Holy Ghost. I see confusion breaking. I see help from above. Mercy from above. Grace from above. Mashaka keda laya naya. That garment of confusion scattered by fire now. In the name of Jesus. Take your seat, people.
My future is your past. know which way I must go.
Genesis chapter 12.
You know the best of love. I don't know what you know. My future is your past.
You know which way I must go.
You know the best of love.
I don't know what you know.
My future is your past.
You know which way I must go. Take the lead, O Lord,
and I will follow you. Take the lead, O Lord.
I will follow you.
Take the lead, O Lord. I'll follow you.
I will follow you.
Genesis chapter 12, verse 2. And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I'll bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Positioning for the blessing. Part 2. Our objective today is understanding what it takes to be positioned for the blessing of God. There is a position. And before I go there, I'll make some general note. First, that God is the author and source of the blessing. He's the author, he is the source. If you want the blessing, the person to go to is God. Revelation chapter 7, we read Genesis 1:28 earlier on. Revelation chapter 7, verse 12, scriptures says, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Glory is with him. Number 2, God created man with a decree of the blessing. The blessing that is meant for you existed before the curse that is trying to work against you. God created man with the decree of the blessing. We saw that in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. And when the world was flooded, the world of Noah, and God started a new generation, and the world was flooded, and he started a new generation with Noah, he repeated the mandate of the blessing. In Genesis chapter 9, verse 1 to 2, and God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. A mandate of the blessing upon man. Thirdly, God established conditions for the blessing. Established conditions for the activation of the blessing. I have decreed the blessing upon you, but if you want the decreed blessing to be activated unto function, there are conditions to fulfill. Looked at that in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 2, talking about if you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, this blessing shall come upon you. We also saw that in Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 to 3. God established conditions for the activation of the blessing for man. Number 4, many are unable to access the blessing of God because they are unable to subscribe to the conditions of the blessing. Many people are unable to access the blessing of God because they are unable to subscribe to the demands. We saw that also in Genesis, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 2. Finally, many are unable to sustain the blessing because they are unable to maintain the conditions that brought the blessing. They couldn't sustain the blessing because they couldn't maintain the conditions. That is, those God already blessed. You remember the story of the prodigal son? He was around his father and the blessing came upon him. And he decided to leave his father and he entered into adversity. Luke chapter 15, verse 16, 17, 18. No man gave him to eat. And he came to himself. What has brought about this situation? How did I arrive here? Okay, I remember I used to be connected to my father. And I got disconnected. And I have found myself here. Let me now be reconnected. Whatever you did to get it is what you must keep doing to keep it. We'll look at that later. Whatever brought you into any realm with God is what will keep you in that realm. It's what will cause you to grow forward even in that realm. Having said all of this, what are the conditions? Number one. Conditions for attaining and maintaining the blessing. Number one is remaining strong in the Lord in the midst of the blessing. Remaining strong in the Lord in the midst of the blessing. God blessed you and the blessing did not ruin you. There are people, the greatest destruction of their life was the blessing of God. The Bible said the prosperity of fools would destroy them. That was Proverbs chapter 1 verse 32. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. There are many people today, what destroyed them was the blessing of God. What destroyed them was little money that entered their hands. 2 Chronicles chapter 26 verse 5. The Bible talked about King Uzziah. The Bible said, and he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. He was successful. He continued to seek God in the midst of the blessing. Daniel chapter 6 verse 10. Daniel had been stupendously blessed. Yet Daniel was fervent at the place of prayer in the midst of the blessing. Listen to this. There are many people who go down spiritually whenever God makes them to go up materially. Did you hear that? They go down spiritually as they are enabled by God to go up materially. They go down spiritually and that is a calamity. That blessing that will destroy your life, may it never come your way. The prosperity that will send you to hell, may it never come your way. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Amen. They are unable to fly high and unable to travel far. They have a nature, they have a spiritual life that cannot fly high and cannot travel far with resources. So God made them to travel light. Doesn't give them too much. Because he knows a little will take them to hell. Listen to this. God blesses people whose spiritual and eternal destinies are safe with the blessing. Say that again. God blesses people whose spiritual and eternal destinies are safe with the blessing. He will bless you if he is sure that your spiritual life is safe and your eternity is safe with the blessing. So, you position yourself at whatever realm and level you are to let God know no amount of money will take you away from church. No amount of political appointment will cause you to slow down your commitment to God. Remaining strong in the Lord in the midst of the blessing was number one. Number two, glorifying God, the source of the blessing, through the blessing. Glorifying God, who is the source of the blessing, through the blessing. What is the meaning of that? The blessing of God on the life of man is designed to allocate glory to the blesser. The blessing of God on the life of man is designed to allocate glory to the blesser. The blessing that will end you with arrogance is a destructive blessing. The blessing that will end you with pride and ostentation is a damaging blessing. Glory to the Creator who will never share his glory with man. Psalm 29 verse 2. He said, give unto God, unto the Lord, the glory that is due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of majesty. Give him the glory that belongs to him. A man by the name Nebuchadnezzar tempered with God's glory. God replied him. Another one by the name Herod touched God's glory, and he never lived to tell the story. In Acts chapter 12, verse 21 to verse 23. Upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a god and not of a man. This is God talking. Immediately the angel of the Lord smote him because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten up worms and gave up the ghost. Do you know what the blessing of God is meant to do in your life? For people to see you, and it will increase praise to God. Ah, God is good, oh. I used to know this man. I used to know this woman. Now it is confirmed that serving God pays. Look at this man. Look at this woman. That is the objective of the glory. And when that happens, you don't beg God to bless you. And you cannot struggle to maintain the blessing. Number three is connecting others. That is your contacts to God through the blessing. Connecting your contacts to God through the blessing. In 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 8, the queen of Sheba looked at Solomon and said, happy are these thy men. Happy are these thy servants that stand continually before you to hear your wisdom. Those who work for you, what do they hear? Solomon. John was literally discipling his workforce. Do you know that Solomon had about 11,000 chariots? Which means 11,000 chariot drivers. Apart from husbandmen, apart from all manner of workers for him. And all of them were being discipled with the book of Proverbs and the book of Songs of Solomon and the book of Ecclesiastes. Those were the things Solomon was busy loading them with. In addition to the kings of the earth that came to hear the wisdom of Solomon that God put in his heart. 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 23, 24 and 25. 24, you move on. All the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God has put in his heart. They came. God wants to bless you to a point where your word is a law. He wants to bless us to a point where we disciple our generation with what God has put in our mouths. I said in the first service that the best you can do for the people you love is not money. The best you can give them is not money. The best you can give them is connection to their maker. Hallelujah. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? God wants you to be highly influential. Millionaire, billionaire. Where your brothers, your sisters, your mother, your father, your loved ones can respect you by the blessing of God upon your life and hear what you have to say to them. Where the whole of your workforce, your employees, are assisted to know their maker, their creator, by virtue of the fact that God has blessed you. Earlier on in the last service, we read how God said, I know Abraham, that he will command his household after him. Hallelujah. This is the objective of the blessing. Genesis chapter 26 verse 14. We saw how Isaac had a great store of servants. And all these were under his influence being discipled according as his father discipled the ones under him. Am I communicating? If you are ready to ensure that the blessing of God in your life will lead many to heaven, then get set to be overwhelmed with that blessing. Somebody say amen. Number four is existing as a channel of the blessing through the blessing. God blessed you so you can be a blessing. And if you are ready to be a blessing, and you will continue to be a blessing. You will never beg to be blessed. Genesis chapter 12 verse 2 and 3. We read it already. I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. Genesis chapter 14 verse 14. We saw how Abraham raised men, trained men, and turned them into important personalities. Genesis chapter 14 verse 14. 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 8 where we read, we saw how the servants of Solomon were enviable servants. Hear this. God is looking for distributors, not accumulators. He's looking for blessing distributors, not blessing accumulators. It's looking for blessing channels, not blessing containers. It's not looking for those who are thinking of what to wear, what to drive, what to drink, and where to sleep. Well, he will do that for you. But he's thinking about who he can raise to raise others. Riches is designed for outreach. And where a person is rich and doesn't reach people, that is wretchedness. So there are so many wretched men in our country. They have riches that reaches nobody. Very wretched people. Still 1 billion, still 10 billion, still 100 billion. It's not showing on them, can never show on their generation. When you look at the way people deal with this country, you will realize it is only God that has helped us so far. Only God. One individual. Something, something, $1 million. Something, something, $1 billion. Something, something, $1 billion. 100 and something contracts. One person. To carry it to where? To hell with you, where you'll be going at the end. Except to repent. To the grave. This is money that can wipe poverty away from his own village. Don't go far yet. His village. This is money that can change a whole state. Turn it into a Los Angeles or a New York City. Very wretched riches of benefit to neither God nor man nor them. Wretched riches that will be left in the bank account after they are gone. Many countries of the world have become so rich because of Africa. Our people left stolen monies there. And those nations are using it to develop themselves, multiply, generate interest, multiply and multiply. There are monies that have not been claimed in any of those places. It runs into millions and trillions because of wicked people that have neither heart for God nor for man. But God is giving us the end of the story soon. And for you, that is why you need to position yourself with the right heart so that God can empower you, empower you, empower you, empower your hands, empower your family, so you can empower your generation and empower your community. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Am I speaking to anybody here at all? Think in terms of how many people can you empower. You think in terms of how many scholarships are you going to grant people. You think in terms of how many jobs will you create. A young man with a drunkard father, say 200 level university student at the University of Ibadan. And the mother cried and brought him. And he said, this boy is in second year medicine and he cannot continue schooling. His father is a drunkard. He has no money, and the mother has no money to send him further to true medical school. And I looked at myself, I'm a medical doctor. And I know how many people apply to enter medicine and how many people eventually enter. I looked at myself, I looked at my wife. I knew what it takes to go into medicine and to go through it. And this one is here. He's already inside. And he cannot continue school at the University of Ibadan because father is a drunkard and there's no money to sponsor him. That devil is a bastard. I told the mother he's not dropping out of school. We'll pay his school fees. Me, the church will pay. I will also pay. So the church is giving him money. I'm giving him my pocket money. Second year, third year, fourth year, fifth year, sixth year, he graduated. Came and did housemanship. And he came to me and he said, sir, I want to thank you for helping me fulfill my vision of becoming a doctor. I am grateful to you. Thank you for assisting me fulfill that vision. I told him, I said, there is only one thank you I want from you. Make up your mind from this moment forward that you are going to look for somebody who cannot go to school and spend money and put him through school. And after you have done that for that person, tell him to do it for somebody. And let the chain continue. Am I speaking to somebody here? And let the chain continue. Do it, do it, do it for the other person. And let the next person do it for the next person. And let the next person do it for the next person. And let the chain continue. And let us send that devil back to hell. Not celebrating that you have so much and others are dying in poverty. And then you are happy that they are wretched. Is God speaking to somebody here? The money some individuals in this country have, one in person, is the money of some nations in Africa that they are using to do many things. I heard the story of a man. I won't mention the details. They gave him money to do road to his village. They gave him contract to do road to his village. He ate the money. His own village. It is not his money. It is contract they gave him. Do road to your village. He ate the money. Can it be well with such a person? The welfare of a whole village, you diverted it. Is it not your generation you have scattered? Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I receive the grace to impact my generation. I receive that grace. I receive it now. Some people say, let God try me. If I have money, I will do it. God says, start where you are. Am I communicating? Take your seat. Start from where you are. Let me tell you something. When I was in the university, medical school, in our room, we were about four people living in that room. I won't get into further details. Money that was our pocket money was inside the suit in the wardrobe. And it was available for anybody to take if they had need. That's from campus. Our room was like the headquarters for the brethren. I remember one day we cooked soup. Somebody from another floor came and carried the soup. Just he didn't steal it, though. He came to carry it to go and service themselves. That was how he started then. A young man, an architect, who is an officer now in the military, a senior officer, he said, while I was in medical school in third year, the money he used to buy form to enter the university, the same university that I was the one who gave him the money. He said, can't you remember? It's now, I gave him the money to buy his form to enter. I can't remember. But those kind of things were regular. Somebody told my secretary, he said, this fire you are seeing with the pastor now, he has been there since university. He said he will preach to us inside taxi and pay the taxi fare for everybody. And pay the taxi fare for everybody. That is, I am not preaching with word of mouth. I have paid your fare. That is, I am saying that you don't need to say to God, if you give me money, I will do it. He's watching you now. He's watching how you hit the food when visitor came. He's watching how you hit the food. As visitor is arriving, you hit the food. It's what he watched, he saw it. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? This is very, very serious matter. But I prophesy to somebody today, in the name that is above every name, Jehovah God is blessing you in ways beyond your imagination. Take your seat. There is a pastor in town here. He said in the year of 1994, he came for a program somewhere in Benin City. I was there too. And he was to travel back to the state capital, then Makurdi then, And I think the price was 15 naira or so. And he was standing and wondering what to do. He said, I came to where he was, put hand in my pocket and gave him the exact amount he was looking for without asking. Maybe I had met him once. He mentioned it. He's a pastor in this town currently. He said I gave him that 15 naira of 1994 thereabout. And he cannot forget it. I cannot remember it. But what is in your heart is what determines what God will put in your hands. If you have the heart to do it, you won't lack the means to do it. And if God can try you, God can try you from where you are now and try you with the little you have, you will be shocked where he will take you. Let's begin to round off. That was number four. Number five is addiction to divine instruction and direction. Where he sends me, I will go. In the army, where he sends me, I will go. In the army, where he sends me, I will go. In the army, I'm a soldier. In the army of the Lord. Genesis 26, verse 1 to 3. We saw famine in the land, and God appeared to Isaac and said, don't go to Egypt. Stay in the land. I will tell you, stay in this land. I will bless you here. Your blessing is connected to your hearing. Your blessing is connected to his speaking. Stay in this land and I will bless you here. Something God will give you is tied to something God will say to you. Something God will do for you is connected to something God will say to you. Your blessing is tied to your hearing. Stay in this land. I will bless you here. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26 and 27. He said, behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey. That is what I will tell you if you do it. The blessing is effortless. Please understand that the blessing travels in the direction of divine guidance. In the direction of divine guidance. When God leads, he helps. When God leads, he supplies. The blessing travels in the direction of divine guidance. You know, Saul, king of Egypt, king of Israel, he lost the blessing of royalty because he disobeyed God. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23b, Samuel was speaking. Say, rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. What you receive from God in the way of instruction, it will determine what you can connect with in the world in the way of provision. It's very important. Very, very important. Not every business is your business. It's not all the journeys you are meant to make. That you have the visa doesn't mean you are to travel. That you have the money for the ticket doesn't mean you are to travel. Green card is not necessarily green light. Am I communicating at all? I've had visas that were not used, that did not need to be used. Don't put yourself under the pressure of the visa must be used. Don't put yourself under such a pressure. Well, if it has to, maybe, but don't put yourself. I told somebody, I said, there is nothing compulsory in life except to go to heaven. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Am I communicating at all? There's nothing like that. There is nothing compulsory. So don't put yourself under the pressure.
That everybody is running in that direction doesn't mean that's the direction to run. Maybe God wants you to run this way or this way. Don't be a victim of the bandwagon and don't be under the control of the crowd. Be under the control of your maker, under the control of your creator. Divine. I speak to somebody here. Divine guidance, divine direction, whether by dream or visions or revelation, God will show you the right steps to take per time. Shout the loudest, amen.
Is obeying what God is saying, whether it is convenient or not. Obeying what God is saying against what society is saying, it will set you apart and stand you out. Number six is confidence in no one and nothing but God. Confidence in nobody and in nothing but God. The Bible said they looked up to him and they were enlightened. Psalm 34 and in verse 5. And their faces were not ashamed. Their faces were not ashamed. Where you look determines whether you will shine or you will see shame. And their faces were not ashamed. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 10. I will read Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 10 to verse 14 and then 17 to 18. He said, when thou hast eaten and you are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Beware that you forget not the Lord your God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command you this day. In case when you have eaten and you are full and you have built goodly houses and you dwell in them, when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and your gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart is lifted up and you forget the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Now verse 17. And you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this world. It was my wisdom. It was my ideas. My connection. My favor. But you shall remember the Lord your God. For it is he that gives you power to make wealth. So he can establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers. As it is this day. Is God speaking to anybody here? Look unto nobody means you are not looking at your own wisdom. You are not looking at your own wisdom, your own potentials. You are not seeing anything in you as the reason why things must happen. You are seeing God. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? You are not seeing your talent. When I grew up, I didn't know that there was any talent. I didn't know. In fact, as I grew up in ministry, before stepping into ministry, I never knew. There was song inside or anything like that. All I knew was that I was passionate for God. The dance that you see us dance in the presence of the Lord like children. When I was a teenager and all that, there was nothing like that. Even at the beginning of ministry, there was nothing like that. But I realized that when you donate yourself to God, the closer you go to God, the more your potentials come under pressure. And they are pressed out. So you cannot now begin to say that those things are the reason why you are anything. For it is not of him that willeth or runneth, but of God who shows mercy. Romans chapter 9 verse 16. And Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. Bread is not to the wise. Riches not to the men of understanding. or favor to the skillful, but time and chance, or call it divine opportunity, happens to all. Somebody say amen. Please make up your mind that you won't look up to yourself. You won't look to pastor. You won't look to any rich uncle or any heavyweight politician as the answer to your life. You come to a point where you are absolutely dependent on God and completely on your own, apart from God. And when you are at such a point, then you will be shocked at what God will do in your life. Finally, it is maintaining the blessing covenant practice. The blessing covenant practice. There is a practice, and that practice says, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, day and night, summer and winter, cold and heat shall not cease. And in the words of the Lord, where he told Abraham, I will bless you, and you shall be a blessing. In Genesis chapter 14, verse 18 to 20, Abraham met Melchizedek, who brought forth bread and wine. He was a priest of the Most High. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into your hand. And he gave him the tithes of all. In Hebrews chapter 7, verse 6, all the way to verse 8, that's this New Testament now. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and bless him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here, men that die receive tithes here on earth. But there, he receiveth them of whom he witnesseth that he liveth. He receiveth present continuous. He receiveth them. When God blesses you and you return to the Lord, it is part of your honor. I think it is Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 16. Can you check that passage? Let me be sure if... Okay, let me... 16. Yes, 17. Go to 17 now. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he has given you. According. Say that God has not blessed you. If he has not, if there is zero blessing, nothing. But according as the Lord, place it on the screen again. According, every man shall give as he is able, but especially according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he has given thee. When the Lord blesses, the blessed is duty bound to honor the blesser. Honor the blesser. According to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9, to honor the blesser, to honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase, then shall thy barns be filled with plenty. It is not the doctrine of a church. It's not the doctrine of an organization. It is scripture. It is common sense. Everyone who doubts it can withhold it. That doesn't affect churches a dime. Am I communicating? And that is reality in all humility. That is reality. But everyone. Now, the farmers in the village know that when they bring yam from harvest, they separate the more explosive yam, they keep it aside. And you ask, why? He said, this is for the next season. The next planting season. And they are not bringing out the cachetic, asthenic, anemic, marasmic, quasiotic, moribund, mortuary. No, they are not. Not that type. Loaded one. For you to continue to enjoy the blessing of life, you take in and you give out. Oxygen in, carbon dioxide out. Oxygen in, carbon dioxide out. For the blessing of life to remain maintained. And all truths are parallel according to God's servant, Maurice Cerullo, who has now gone to his reward. All truths are parallel. What they call fighting that people struggle with is barest minimum. Barest. It shouldn't be talked about as kindergarten. It's barest minimum. Everyone, according to the blessing of the Lord. I believe that today, somebody will say, Lord, I am positioning myself for your blessing. And I want to make myself available for you to glorify you with the resources that you are going to give me to remain strong, despite how much money you are going to give me, to connect others to you, to exist as a channel of blessing, not looking just for what to eat, but who I can make and impact. Addicted to your instruction, my ears are open to hear what you have to say to me. Then, of course, confidence in nothing and nobody but you. And then maintaining the blessing covenant practice of giving and receiving. Somebody is blessed. And who is that person? Can you confirm it by standing up with a shout of victory? A louder shout of victory. The loudmost shout of victory. Lift up your two hands and just appreciate him. Honor him. You own the universe. You own the silver and gold. The earth and all its fullness. They all belong to you. There's nothing you don't have. There's nothing you can't give, Lord. The hope of all the living. The source of everything. One more time, you own. You own the universe. Oh, you own the silver and gold. The earth and all its fullness. It all belongs to you. There's nothing you don't have. There's nothing you can give, Lord. The hope of all the living. The source of everything. Yes, you are. You are, you are, you are. You are. Of shine, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Yes, you are. Bright and morning star, the bright and morning star. Yes, you are.
You are, you are, you are. Ooh. You are the root of David.
The great I am that I am. The all-sufficient God.
Lift up your hands and go ahead and honor him. Appreciate the great I am that I am. Appreciate the all-sufficient God. Jehovah Rapha, Kamekadesh, we honor you. Mm-hmm. 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 Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, we love you. Father, we love you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. Wherever you are at this moment, say after me, say, Father, I come before you today. Let your blessing be real in my life. And give me the grace, Lord, to be established in that blessing. The grace to be positioned in the blessing covenant. Thank you, Lord. Lift the hands high. Anywhere you are this morning, you have not handed over your life to Jesus. You haven't surrendered to Jesus. Your sins are with you. You want to make it right with God. You want to be forgiven of your sins. You want today to mark a new day for you. You pick up your Bibles, pick up your bags, and come and make it right with Jesus. You are bound by an addiction, a lifestyle. The first condition for that blessing is to remaining strong in the Lord, despite or in the midst of the blessing. You say, I'm not strong in the Lord. God has not even, I haven't even seen any blessing yet, and yet my life is not right with God. Wherever you are, pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and step forward and let us receive you. You are the name above all names. I'll give you the count of seven. Rush from where you are and step forward here quickly. One. I come before you today. I ask that you forgive me my sins. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. Grace to live for God is released upon you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Take your seat, people. Please help that man sit somewhere close by there. Ushers is walking all the way, very strenuous. Just assist him. Stretch your two hands in front of you, people. I prophesy upon your hands. I declare your harvest shall look for you from the north and the south and the east and the west. What is yours, no devil shall keep. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please remain. All right. Counselors, we can actually go with this first batch. And then let's pick up our offerings and we'll then step into the blessing and the communion. Come and see the Lord is good. Come and see the Lord is good. There is nothing he cannot do.
See the Lord is good. Everybody come and see.
Lifted, never drop to beg again forever in Jesus' name. Go ahead, pass it on.
See the Lord is good. Come and see the Lord is good. There is nothing he cannot do. Come and see the Lord is good. Come and see.
Come and see the Lord.
Blessed be your name, Lord. We give you the praise and the honor. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. We are set for the communion. At the end of this service, we shall quickly have a brief 10 minutes at the most instructional meeting for church workforce, the Dunamis Home Church, and everyone in that category. At the end of this service, and I believe that our lives will never remain the same. There is the message series, the prayer series for the last month to keep your prayer fire on. It is available, and God is going to use it to touch your lives. We have a series of materials are going to be coming out from the lockdown messages, and you know they are very, 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 very impactful. But there is one that is preceding them, which is titled Wisdom for Distinction. It's supernatural secrets to seek supernatural secrets to unquestionable stardom. Wisdom for Distinction. This lockdown or this season is a season where we need to consume as much information as possible. I met a young man the other day who said he read over 50 books during the lockdown. That's very, very massive. And I believe that God will use this to touch our lives and take us where we belong, like Daniel, in Jesus' precious name. Somebody say amen. Owner of my life, the song, we might not listen to all of it, but just give me the first 1 minute of it, and then we are letting it loose. We have about 3 or 4 that is really coming out in rapid succession in this season. The song was already out, but the video is out. For the sake of the benefit of ourselves, our channel, other channels from around the world that are also playing the message. Can you play it on? Listen.
Mm-hmm.
I think he caught it because I said 1 minute. All right, maybe we'll watch it later. Shout of praise. Was that a kick of the devil or something? Give the Lord a shout of praise. Joy and celebration will never depart from your life. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up that communion and place the other hand on your forehead. That's right. As it is released, share the link with your friends. Hallelujah. You want us? You want to give us the live feel of your, are the guitarists around? Give us the live feel of that song.
Why have Lord in my son?
Confirm that the video and the life is the same thing. Give the Lord the praise. Lift up that communion right now. Midweek service is the communion of escape, oil of preservation for the month of August. Very, very important. And we shall be having an explosive time coming Sunday. We'll give you the details in the midweek. Receive the blessing right now.
We declare the blessing of God upon you today in the name of Jesus. We stand together today by the commanded blessing to bless you in the name of Jesus. This blessing today is not just a greeting. It is a declaration. It is established today in the name of Jesus that you are blessed. In the name of Jesus, we resist and we come against everything that has frustrated your life and your destiny hitherto. In the name of Jesus, we declare today that by these words, you shall move up in life in the name of Jesus. They shall not return to God void in the name of Jesus. We declare today, anyone that is incensed against you, today they are put to shame and you are rising in glory in the name of Jesus. Every weapon that has been fashioned against you and every pit that was dug for you, today you are escaping that pit. You are escaping that pit and you are rising into your dignity in the name of Jesus. And right now we frustrate ancestral curses, generational spells, limitations that have held you down in the name of Jesus. You are free. Every shame organized for you is arrested today. That curse is broken and that soul tie is terminated. In Jesus' name.
Amen. I'm declaring about 10 blessings and I want you to receive it right now. While we are doing so, please, if you are here for the first time and you are not already out for the altar call, please step forward here because we'll close immediately after this declaration. Today is your first time. You take your communion in the front and receive the blessing right in the front here. While I'm declaring, you can feel free to step forward. You come with all your things, your Bibles, your bags, and whatever you came to church with. God bless you. As you are on your way coming, the blessing is reaching you. I prophesy upon everyone here today. This month of August ushers you into a new chapter.
Amen.
A new phase. Amen. A new beginning for your life and your destiny. In the name of Jesus. The number 8 is the number for a new beginning, and so it shall be. David was the 8th son of Jesse. The number 8 was the one God looked for, appointed and anointed him for his purpose. This month is your appointed and anointed month for the fulfillment of divine purpose in your life. In the name of Jesus. This month, every long-standing structure and agenda of the enemy against the purpose of God for your life collapses completely in the name of Jesus. Every long-standing demonic structure erected against your life and destiny collapses completely in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This month ushers you into new realms of intimacy.
Amen.
New realms of relationship with
Amen.
God. The Holy of Holies shall be your abode this month.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This month ushers you into diverse divine visitations.
Yes.
Diverse divine encounters.
diverse strategic directions. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This month positions you for a change of garment.
Yes.
A positive change of identity. Every wrong garment hanging on your body, every wrong identity hanging on your life is set on fire right now. In the name of Jesus. This month ushers you into the fulfillment of promises, fulfillment of prophecies. Whatever has been spoken into your life, spoken into your destiny that is yet to come to pass, I declare their release. Where they have made promises that you deserve, and it has not yet been fulfilled, I declare the release of them right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This month, every enemy record in the archives of darkness standing against your life and your destiny is completely deleted.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus, completely deleted. By the blood of Jesus, completely deleted. By the blood of Jesus, completely deleted. By the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This month, every arrow of strange disease, sudden destruction, will never locate you. They are returned back to hell. This month, individuals, institutions, and systems shall come under pressure. They shall lose their peace and their sleep and their rest.
Amen.
Until all that is yours is released into your hands.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I call it down.
Amen.
And this communion now transmits into your system every deposit of the blessing that has been made right now.
Amen.
And every curse following you is wiped out.
Amen.
Right now, be healed, be free, be delivered.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Go ahead and take that communion with thanksgiving, with celebration. Jesus' name, you proceed with your testimonies, proceed with your thanksgiving, and return back with full manifestations. The Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you, and the Lord be gracious unto you from this day and forevermore. And the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of the Spirit, be and abide with us now forevermore. Amen. And surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. as you dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Somebody say aloud, amen. This is our year of what? Supernatural shift. And what kind of shift is it? Drastic and dramatic and dimensional. So shall it be. Go forth and return back with your testimony. Somebody give Jesus a 60-second shout of victory.